Shishi, the pasuk continues with the bracha that Yitzchak gave Yaakov. V'yiten lecha Elokim, and Hashem will give you mital hashamayim, from the dew of the heaven, umishmani haoretz, and from the fatness of the earth, v'roiv dogon v'sirosh, and an abundance of grain and wine. Rashi is bothered with the lashon v'yiten, the vav that seems to connect it to before. Why doesn't the pasuk just start off with yitain, since it is the beginning of the bracha? And Rashi says two pshatim. Either the pasuk is saying yitain v'yachzer v'yitain, Hashem should constantly give you, yitain he should give, v'yitain and give again. That's why it says evav. Secondly, Rashi says it is connected to the pasuk before, because Yitzchak saw that Yaakov had already a bracha. He smelled like an Eden, and he is adding to that bracha that he smelled like an Eden and said v'yitin l'cho ha'lekim, Hashem should add to that bracha and also give you mital hashamayim u'mishmanei ha'oretz. Rashi is also bothered by the lashon of ha'lekim. Over here Yitzchak is giving a bracha to Yaakov. Why does it say elokim, which is midas hadin, strict judgment? And he answers, because Klal Yisrael is only roi, is only fit for a bracha when they deserve it. And that's what Yitzchak was saying, V'yitin l'cho ho'elekim, when will you have the brachas ho'elekim with midas hadin when you deserve it? But by Esav it says, Mishmani ha'oretz yiyah moshavecho, no matter what, the goyim will get their brachas, even if they don't deserve it. Yavducha amim, nations will serve you, v'yishtachavu l'cho le'umim, and kingdoms will bow down to you. Hevi gevir la'achecha, you will be a lord over your brothers, v'yishtachavu l'cho b'nei imecha, and the children of your mother will bow down to you. Although in Parshas Vayechi, when Yaakov gave a bracha to Yehuda, over there he says, v'yishtachavu l'cho b'nei avicha, the children of your father will bow down to you. So why over here does it say b'nei imecha? It is because Yaakov had four wives, so in order to include all the children from all his wives, it makes sense to say over there, v'yishtachavu l'cho b'nei avicha, all the children of your father from all four wives will bow down to you. But since over here Yitzchak only had one wife, Rivka, over here the pasuk includes everybody by saying b'nei imecha. Arurecha, the ones who curse you, Arur will be cursed. Umevarachecha baruch, and the ones who bless you will be blessed. And Rashi asks, although by Bilam we see the reverse order, over there it says Mevarachecha baruch v'arurecha Arur. Rashi says because by tzaddikim, first the going is bad, first there are yisurim, pain and affliction, and then comes the good times, shalva of peace. That's why Yitzchak said first Arurecha Arur. The bad times will come first. First you will be cursed, and then you will be blessed. But Bilam, by Goyim, it's just the opposite. First they have it good, then they have it bad. That's why he said, Mevarachecha Baruch, and then Arurecha Orur. Because first will be Bracha, and then will be Klolo. Vayihi kasher kilo Yitzchak levarech es Yaakov, and it was when Yitzchak finished benching Yaakov, vayhi ach yotzo yotzo Yaakov, as Yaakov was going out, me'ez p'nei Yitzchak aviv, from before Yitzchak his father, ve'esav achiv bo mitzedoi, and Esav his brother came from his capturing. As Yaakov was going out, Esav was coming in. Now let us go back on the Rashis. Zok Rashi v'yiten l'cho. Why does it say above, yitain v'yachsa v'yitain, he should constantly give you? Give and give again. Well, the fipshuta, the simple meaning is, moisev le'inyan rishon, it is going back on the preceding topic. Re'ei re'ach b'ni, I see that the smell of my son, shenosan le'ach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem gave him, was k're'ach hasodeh, was like the field of Gan Eden. Besides for that bracha, he should also give to him mital hashamayim umishmani ha'oretz. And that's why it says a vav, a connection to the previous pasuk. Mital hashamayim kimashmoy, like it sounds, that he's giving from the dew of the heaven. Umedrash agodo yesh laharbe ponim. There are many midrashim on this pasuk. Zok Rashi dava acher mahu ho'elikim. Why does the pasuk say elikim, which is midas hadin, by a bracha? Bidin, only bidin, with strict judgment, imroi l'cha yitain, if they deserve it, Hashem will give it to them. Yitain l'cha, he will give it to you. Vimlav lo yitain l'cha, but if you do not deserve it, he will not give it to you. Ava le'esav Omar, but to Esav he said, Mishmani ha'oriz yimashavecha, from the fat of the land will be your dwelling. Bein tzadik, bein rasha, yitin lecha. Whether you are a tzadik, whether you are a rasha, Hashem will give you these brachas. Umimenu lomat shloimai. And from this, Shloima HaMelech learned, Kisha Oso HaBayis, when he made the Beis HaMikdash, Sider Tfilosai, he arranged his tefillah like this, Yisrael Shuhu Bal Emuna, the Yidden, who possess faith, Umastik Olav Hadin, and they will justify the judgment, La Yikra Olecha Tagar. They will not accuse you of being unfair. Therefore, only give each person according to his way that he deserves. But a guy, they are lacking in faith. Therefore, Omar, he says, and you should listen, heaven. You should do everything that the Nachri asks from you. Whether they deserve it, whether they don't deserve it, tenloi, give it to them. Why? In order that they will not accuse you of being unfair. Sefer HaZikaron asks, how was Shloima HaMelech able to learn from this pasuk that the Yidden will only get brachos if they deserve it, and goyim even if they don't deserve it? Over here, Yitzchak thought he was benching Esav, and he used a lashon of Elohim. So just the opposite, it is by Esav that it says Elohim. He meant to tell Esav Elohim only with Midat Hadin, only if he deserves it. And Sefer HaZikaron answers that since Lamaisa, it came out that the word Elohim was used for Yaakov, it must be that this is the way it was supposed to be. And that's why Shlomo HaMelech learned out from Yitzchak that since by Yaakov Elohim was used and by Esav it was not used, so by Yidden they only get it if they deserve it, and Goyim get it even if they don't deserve it. Zakrashi b'nei imecha, the children of your mother. V'Yaakov Amar Yehuda, Yaakov said to Yehuda, b'nei avicha, the children of your father will bow down to you. L'fisha ha'yeloi bonim mikam imoiz, since Yaakov had children from many wives. V'kan sh'loi nosa ele isha achas, over here Yitzchak married only one wife. Omar b'nei imecha, he includes everybody by saying the children of your mother. Arurecha oror u'mevarachecha baruch, u'bevilam u'oimer, by Bilam it says just the opposite, mevarachecha baruch v'arurecha oror, ha'tzadikim t'chilasam yisurim. By tzadikim they first have it rough, they first have affliction, v'seifon, and the end is shalva, peace. V'arurehem u'mitzahareim, and their curses and their pain, koidmin l'mevarachehem, come before their blessings. L'fichach Yitzchak hikdim kilolas arurim l'birchas mevarachim. Therefore, Yitzchak prefaced in saying the klala before the bracha. V'harishoyim, but by goyim, which is Bilam, t'chilas and shalva. First, they have peace, v'seifon yisurim, and their end is affliction. L'fichach Bilam hikdim bracha l'klala. That's why Bilam, who was a rasha, put ahead blessing before curse, because in his mind first comes blessing and then comes curse. In these psukim, we see Yitzchak is giving a bracha to whom he thought was Esav. He thought he was giving a bracha to Esav, and what did he say to the person he thought was Esav? Hevigvir la'achecha, you will be a lord over your brother. Which means he was telling Esav he will rule over Yaakov. How was Yitzchak able to give such a bracha? This is just the opposite of the nevuah that was said to Rivka in the beginning of the parsha. Because the nevuah to Rivka that was said through shame said, V'rav yavoy tzoyer, the older one will serve the younger one, which means Esav will serve Yaakov. So how was Yitzchak able to tell who he thought was Esav that Yaakov will serve him? Therefore Ramban learns that Rivka never told Yitzchak the nevuah of the beginning of the parsha. Rivka never told Yitzchak that Hashem told her V'rav Yavoy Tzoyer. Therefore, when he thought he was benching Esav, he was able to say Hevigvir La'achecha. In his mind, he was saying that Yaakov will worship Esav, but it came out that Esav will really worship Yaakov. The Mefarshim ask, why do we find by the Birchas Yitzchak that all the brachos were materialistic brachos of Gashmias, Mital Hashamayim, Mishmani Haoretz, Beroiv Dogon Vesirosh, nations will serve you. The ones who curse you will be cursed. The ones who bless you will be blessed. These are all brachos of Gashmias. Why don't we find that these brachos should have been brachos of Ruchnias? And the Mepharshim answer that Yitzchak thought he was benching Esav. Yitzchak in his mind wanted that the relationship between Esav and Yaakov should be the same as Yisachar and Zvulun. Just like in later generations, Zvulun will be the one who will make the money, and Yisachar will be the one who will learn the Torah, and Zvulun will support Yisachar. Yitzchak wanted to do the same thing with Esav and Yaakov. Esav will have the brachos of Gashmias and make the money, and will support Yaakov, who will be Yoshev Oholim. That's why the Birchas Yitzchak were all brachos of Gashmias. And the pasuk continues, it was as Yaakov was leaving, Esav walks in, Vayaskam humatamim, and he also made delicacies, Vayovei la'aviv, and he brought it to his father. Vayomer la'aviv, and he said to his father, Yakum avi, get up my father, v'yoichal and eat, mitzeid b'nai, from his son's capturing, v'avur tivarachani nafshecho, in order that your soul will bless me. The Lashon HaPasuk over here is a little bit strange, because the Pasuk should have said, V'yoichal mitzeidi, just like the Pasuk says, Yakum avi, get up my father, Bavur tivarachani nafshecho, in order that your soul will bless me. It should have said, V'yoichal, and eat mitzeidi, from my capturing, not mitzeid b'noi, from his son's capturing, which is third person. V'yoymer lo Yitzchak aviv, and Yitzchak his father said to him, Mi ata, who are you? Vayomer, Esav said, Ani bincha b'charcha Esav, I am your son, your firstborn, Esav. Vayecharad Yitzchak charoto gedoyla ad ma'oid. And Rashi brings down two pshatim in what Vayecharad means. Either it means he was amazed and confused with a tremendous amazement. He did not know what was going on over here. Or it means, Vayecharad Yitzchak, he trembled a tremendous trembling because he saw when Esav walked into the room, Gehenim was opened under him. Vayomer, and he said, Me, who is this person? Eifoy, and where is he? Who atzot zayit, who captured this game? Vayoveli, and brought it to me. Va'oichal mikoil, and anything I wanted it to taste like, it tasted like. Beterem tovoy, when you had not yet come. Va'avorachehu, and I benched him. Gam baruch yiyah, let him also be blessed. As Rashi explains, Yitzchak did not want later generations to say that the birchas Yitzchak, the brachas that Yitzchak gave Yaakov, only came through deceit, through trickery. Therefore he said now again, Gam baruch yiyah, I agree to these brachas, let Yaakov be benched, and all the brachas I gave him, thinking that he was Esav, should be chal now, even though it is really Yaakov. Kishmoya Esav, when Esav heard, as Divrei Aviv, the words of his father, Vayitzak Tzaoka Gedoyla Umara Ad Ma'oid, and he screamed a great and bitter scream, Vayomer La'ovve, and he said to his father, Boracheni Gam Oni Avi, bless me also, my father. Vayomer, and he said, Bo'ochicho Bemirma, your brother came with wisdom, Vayikach Birchosecho, and he took your brachos. Vayomer, and Esav said, Hachi Koroshma Yaakov, is that the reason why you called his name Yaakov? Vayakveni Sef Ha'moyim, because he tricked me twice? The word Yaakov coming from the word Ikev, to trick and to deceive, because he tricked me twice. Es Bechayrosi Lokach, he took my Bechayra. Vehine Ato Lokach Birchosi, and now he took also my blessings. Vayomer, and he said, Haloi Otsalteli Brocha, father, did you not reserve for me a Brocha? Vayan Yitzchak, and Yitzchak answered to Esav, Vayomer Esav, Hein Gevir Samtiv Lach, behold, I have made him a lord over you. Although this was the seventh bracha in the Birchas Yitzchak, because before that he said, Mital HaShemayim, Mishmani HaOretz, V'roi Dogon, V'siroish, Yavducha Amim, V'yishtachavucha L'cha L'umim, and then first, Hevegvir La'achecha. It was the seventh bracha. Why is it mentioned over here first? Because Rashi says, Yitzchak was telling Esav that I can't give you anything because whatever I give you will belong to Yaakov. The din is, Mashakona Eved Kona Raboy. Whatever an Eved acquires, his owner owns it. Therefore, since I made him a master over you, anything that I will give to you will really belong to Yaakov. Hein gevir nesamtiv lach. Behold, I have made him to a lord over you. Ve'es kol echov nosati lo la'avodim. And all his brothers I gave to him as servants. V'dagon v'siroi samachtiv. I have supported him with grain and wine. Ulecha, and to you, Ephai, where am I going to find an Eitzah, Ma'esa b'ni, what I should do to you, my son? Vayomer Esav Eloviv, and Esav said to his father, Havarocha achasi lecha avi, don't you have one bracha for me, my father? Baracheni gam oni avi, bless me also, my father. Vayisa Esav koilei vayefk, and Esav raised his voice and started to cry. Vayan Yitzchak aviv, Vayomer Elov, and Yitzchak his father answered and said to him, Hine mishmani haoretz yiyah moshevecho, behold, from the fat of the land will be your dwelling, umital hashamayim yol, and from the dew of the heaven from above. Although these brachos seem very similar to the brachos that Yaakov received, because both brachos say mital hashamayim umishmani haoretz, the difference is that Yaakov received a bracha that his fruits will be fruits that will grow from the dew of the heaven, fruits that will grow from the fat of the earth. Esav's bracha was just that he would live in a fat land, a land that will be mital hashamayim. He will live in Italy of Greece, but not that he will own the land. And with your sword you will live, Esav. And your brother Yaakov you will serve. But it will be when you will be in pain, seeing that Yaakov is not keeping the mitzvahs. Then you will be able to remove his yoke from on top of your neck. And when you learn these psukim, you really have to understand what exactly went on over here. Because Yitzchak seemed not to have a bracha for Esav. Esav kept on asking, please, father, one bracha, one bracha. And then Yitzchak gave this bracha of Mishmani Haoretz and Mital HaShamayim. What was Yitzchak thinking originally when he said he did not have a bracha? And what did he think at the end by giving this bracha? Also, the Mefarshim discuss why the order was changed by the bracha of Esav. Because by Yaakov, first it said Mital HaShamayim, and then Mishmani HaOretz. And by the bracha of Esav, it says Mishmani HaOretz, and then Mital HaShamayim. And the pasuk continues, Vayistoim Esav es Yaakov, and Esav hated Yaakov, al habarocha asher berach ha'oviv, because of the bracha that his father benched him. If you are medayik in the pasuk, it does not say that Esav hated Yaakov because he lost the bracha, because Esav did not receive the bracha, but rather because Yaakov got the bracha, ala bracha asher berachoy aviv, because it was Yaakov who received it. Sometimes people feel bad because they didn't receive something, and other times it's not because they didn't receive it, but because Yena, the other person, got it. Over here we see that Esav hated Yaakov not because he did not get the bracha, but because Yaakov got it. Al habarocha asher berachoy aviv, because of the bracha that his father benched him. Vayomer Esav beliboy, and Esav said in his heart, Yikvu yimei evil avi, it is coming close to the days of the mourning of my father. The death of my father is coming pretty soon. Va'ahargo es Yaakov ochi, and I will kill Yaakov, my brother. I don't want to pain my father by killing his son while he is still alive. So I will wait until my father dies, and then I will kill Yaakov. Kli Yakar is medayik in this pasuk. Why does the pasuk say Yikruvu Yimei Evil Avi? The days of the mourning of my father are coming close. It should have said Yikruvu Yimei Misas Avi. The days of the death of my father are coming close. And he answers because Esav knew that as long as Yaakov was learning Torah, Esav did not have a chance against Yaakov. So he said, Yikruvu Yimei Evil Avi, let me wait for the days when my father dies and Yaakov will be in Avelos, in mourning. And an Avel is Asur B'talmud Torah. One who is mourning cannot learn Torah. And if Yaakov is not learning Torah, then I will be able to have Hatzlocha, have success in killing Yaakov, my brother. Because once he does not have the Torah, then I will be able to win over him and be uforakto ulai me'al tzavarecho. Mayugad l'Rivka, and it was told to Rivka, Estivrei Esav b'no ha'godol, the words of Esav, her older son. How is it possible that it was told to Rivka if Esav was only thinking these thoughts, as the pasuk says, Vayomer Esav b'libay? Zot Rashi, Vayugal Rivka, it was told to Rivka Beruach HaKodesh, what Esav was thinking in his heart. Vatishlach, and she sent, Vatikrol Yaakov Beno HaKoton, and she called to Yaakov, her younger son, Vatomer Elov, and she said to him, Hine Esav Ochicha, behold, Esav your brother, Misnachim Lecho Lehorgecho. Rashi says three pshatim in what Misnachim Lecho Lehorgecho means. According to the first pshat of Rashi, Misnachem means from the lashon of Vayinochem Hashem al Horo, Hashem changed his mind. Over here also, Misnachem, Esav is changing his mind concerning you. He is not treating you like a brother anymore, but rather like a stranger, and he wants to kill you. The second pshat Rashi says, the lashon Misnachem is from the lashon of Nechama, a consolation. He is looking at you as if you are dead, and he is drinking a kois shel tanchumim over you. He is drinking a cup of wine to console himself over your death. And the third shot is also that it comes from the lashon of nechama, a consolation. He will only be consoled over the brachas that you took from him through your death. Through your death he will be consoled, but by no other method will he be consoled. Misnachem lecha, he will only have nechama for you, lehargecha, by killing you. And now, my son, listen to my voice, and get up and escape, Elovan Ochi, to love on my brother Charana, to the city of Charan. And you will live there for a few days, Arasher Toshuv Hamas Ochicha, until the anger of your brother will subside. Atshuv Af Ochicha Mimcha, until the anger of your brother will subside. And the Mepharshim explain why this is repeated. If it just said in the pasuk before, Ad Asher Toshuv Chamas Ochicha, V'ayin B'Sefer Shalom Rav, V'Shochach Eis Asher Asisaloi, and he will forget what you did to him, V'Shalachti, and I will send Ulekachticha Misham and take you from there. Lama Eshkal Gam Shnechem Yom Echor, why should I lose both of you? Why should I become childless from both of you in one day? Rashi explains that maybe Esav will come against you to kill you, and you will kill him, and then his children will come and kill you, and I will lose both of you in one day. Rashi says that this was really a nevuah that Rivka was saying, because in actuality, Yaakov and Esav were both buried on the same day. Vatomer Rivka el Yitzchak, and Rivka said to Yitzchak, Katzti v'chayai, I am disgusted with my life, mipnei benois ches, because of the daughters of ches, Esav's wives, Bosmas, Bas Eloin ha'chiti, Yehudis, Bas Be'eri ha'chiti, both of them are from ches. I am disgusted with my life because of these wives of Esav. Im lekeach Yaakov isho mipnois ches ko'ele, if Yaakov will also take a wife like these from the Bnei Ches, Mibnei Ha'orez, from the daughters of the land, Lama Lichayim, why do I need to live? Vayikra Yitzchak El Yaakov, and Yitzchak called to Yaakov, Vayivorech Oisai, and he blessed him, Vayitzavehu, and he commanded him, Vayomeloi, and he said, Lo Sikach Isha Mibnei Kanaan, do not take a wife from the daughters of Canaan, but rather, Kum Lech Padena Aram, get up and go to Padan Aram. Padan no Aram, a hey at the end of a word, is like a lamed in the beginning. It's as if it says, Kum lech le Padan Aram. Besa is like le base. Besa Besuel, to the house of Besuel, Avi Imecha, your mother's brother. Vekach lecha misham isha, and take for yourself a wife, Mibinois Lavan, from the daughters of Lavan, Achi Imecha, your mother's brother. So go to Besuel's house, and go to Lavan's house, and take a wife from Lavan's daughters. V'keil Shakai, and Hashem, who is sufficient in His power to bless, Yivarech Oischa, He will bless you, V'yafrecha, and you will become plentiful, V'yarbecha, and you will increase, V'hoyisa, and you will become Lekal Amim, a congregation of nations, V'yiten Lecha es Berchas Avram, and Hashem will give you the brachos that He gave to Avram. He said to Avram, V'escha L'goy Gadol, I will make you to a great nation. He said to Avram, by the Akedah, v'hizbarachu v'zaracho, and they will bless in your children. People will say to their children, you shall be like the children of Avram. These brachos, I want you, Yaakov, to get. Lecha, to you, ulzaracha itoch, to you and your children with you. Lerishtecha, as eretz migurecho, also you will inherit the land you are living in, Eretz Yisrael, asher nosan elikim la'Avram, that Hashem gave to Avram. Now let us go back on the Rashi inside. Pasuk Lamed, Yotzo Yotzo. Ze Yotze v'ze Bo. as Yaakov was leaving, Esav was coming in. Vayecherad, kitagumoy, usevo. Yitzchak was astonished. Loshen Tmiya, it is an expression of amazement. He didn't know what was going on. On one hand, he thought this was Esav, and now he sees Esav coming in. Umidrashoy, the Medrash says, Vayechrad means he trembled, because Ro Gehenim Psucha Mitachtov. He saw Gehenim opening up under Esav. Mi Eifoy, Zot Rashi, Loshen La'atzmoy, it is a term for itself. Mishamish Im Kama Dvarim, it can be used in many different ways. In different contexts, it means different meanings. Zot Rashi Eifoy, Ayepoy, where is he? Mihu, who is he? The Eifayhu, and where is he? Hatzot Zayid, the one that brought me this game. Va'ochal mikol, zakrashi mikol ta'amim, from all flavors, shebikashti litoim, that I wanted to taste, ta'amti boy, I tasted in this capturing that he brought for me. Gam baruch yia, he shall also be blessed. Shaloi toimar, you shall not say, ilu le sherima Yaakov la'aviv, were it not that Yaakov tricked his father, lo nota les habrochos, he would have never received the brochos. Lekach hiskim, therefore Yitzchak agreed, uberchoi midaitoi, and he blessed him knowingly. Bo'achichor b'mirmo, he came to Rashi b'chochmo, with wisdom. And then Esav said, hachikor shema Yaakov, did you call his name Yaakov because you meant to say that he will trick me? Zok Rashi, hachi karashmoi. There is a chat of pasach under the hay, hachi. Zok Rashi, loshen tema. This is an expression of a question. Kemoi, just like it says in the pasuk, hachi ochi ata, just because you are my brother. Whenever we find a chat of pasach under a hay, it is an expression of a question. Shema lakach nikwa shema Yaakov. Maybe this is the reason that his name was called Yaakov. Al shem soifoi, because what he will do at the end. Shehu asid lakveni, because in the future he will trick me. Tanchuma, the Tanchuma says, Lama chorad Yitzchak, why was Yitzchak trembling in Pasuk Lamed Gimel? Omar, he said, Shema ovon yeshbi, maybe I have a sin in me. Shebirachti koton lefnei gadol. I blessed the younger one, Yaakov, before the older one, Esav. Vishonisi seder hayachas. I changed the order of the lineage. Hitzchel Esav mitzayik. Esav started to scream. Vayakveni zefamoyim. Yaakov tricked me twice. Omaloi Aviv ma oslacha. His father said, what did he do to you? Omaloi, Esav answered, Es b'chay rossi lokach. He took my birthright. Omar, Yitzchak said, B'kach ha'yisi meitzar v'chorat. This is what I was afraid of and pained about. Shema avarti al shuras hadin. Maybe I was over the line of law, and I blessed the younger one. Achshav, l'b'chor berachti. Now I see, I blessed the older one. Gam baruch yia. He should also be blessed. So we have now a second shot in Gam Baruch Yia. Earlier we were saying Gam Baruch Yia means that knowingly now Yitzchak was benching Yaakov and saying, now that I know he is Yaakov, I am still benching him. The second shot is saying Gam Baruch Yia, let him be benched. Why? Because I did not bench the younger one, but rather I benched the older one because he bought the Bechorah from Esav. Zakrashi Vayakveni, Kitagumai, like Targum says, Uchamani, which means Orvani. He ambushed me. Va'orav, on the word Va'orav it says Uchaman, which means to ambush. V'yesh mitargaminon v'uchakmeni, nischakimli, which means he outwitted me. Halo atzalto, did you not reserve for me a bracha? Esav said, Loshon hafrosha, a loshon of separating. K'moy vayotzal, he separated from the spirit that was on Moshe and gave it to the Zakenim. Hein Gevir, Zakrashi, Bracha Zu Shviasi. This is the seventh bracha, for who Oisa Oisa Rishona, and Yitzchak is mentioning it first. Elo Omaloi, Yitzchak said to Esav, Matai Eles Lecha Bebracha. What will you gain by me giving you a bracha? Im Tikne, Nechasim Shaloi. If you acquire anything, it belongs to him. Shehare Gevir Samtiv Lach. I made him a lord over you. Umashe Kona Eved Kona Rabbi. And whatever the servant acquires belongs to the owner, belongs to the master. So what do I gain by giving anything to you? Ulcha Eifoy Moese. Zakrashi, Eifoy means Aye, where? Eifoy Avakesh Malasis Lach. Where will I find an answer? What to do for you? And Esav answered, Havarocha Achas, don't you have one bracha from me, my father? And Rashi says again that whenever we find the hay with the pasach underneath it, it is an expression of a question. Heizu Mishameshes Loshen Tmiya. The hay is being used over here as an expression of a question. Kimoi, just like we find in Parsha Shlach, Habemachanim. Are the cities opened? Hashmeinehi, is it a fat land? Hakamois Novel, is it like the death of Novel? So whenever we find a hay with a pasach underneath it, it is a question. Havarocha achasi, do you have one bracha for me, my father? And Yitzchak answered, Mishmane ha'oretz, zu Italia shal lavon, you'll live in Italy of Greece. Va'al charbecha tichye, kimoit bicharbecha. The word ve'al means bicharbecha, by your sword. Yesh al, shehu, b'mokam ois beis. There are times that we find the word al, that is like a beis in the beginning of the word. Kimoi, amaratem al charbechem, means bicharbechem. Al tziv oisam, means bitziv oisam. Here too, when it says al charbecha tichye, it means bicharbecha. V'hoya kasher torit, and it will be, when you will be torit, zakrashi loshen sar, when you will be in pain. Kimoi, orid besichi, I reflect pain through my words. Kiloimar, and this is what Yitzchak meant to say. Kishiyavu yisrol ala Torah, when the Yidden will be over the laws of the Torah, v'yiyu l'cha pischoin peh, and you will have a claim, lehitzdayer, to be aggrieved, al habrochois shenotal, on the brochois that Yaakov took, then ufarakto ulai, you will be able to remove his yoke from upon you. Yikrivu yimei evel ovi, the days of the mourning of my father are coming close. Kimashmoi, like it sounds. Shelo itzar etz abo, I do not want to pain my father, therefore I will wait until he dies, and then I will kill Yaakov. Umedrash agodo lekama ponim yesh. There are many midrashim on this pasuk. Vayugad l'Rivka zagrashi beruach hakodesh. It was told to Rivka through ruach hakodesh. Hugad lo masha Esav mahar beliboy. It was told to her what Esav was thinking, as the pasuk says, vayomer Esav beliboy. So how else would she have known? Misnachem l'cha zagrashi nichem alo achva. He changed his mind concerning the brotherhood, lachshoy machshava acheres, to think a different thought, lehisnaker lecha, to act as a stranger to you, ulehorgecha, and to kill you. That is the first pshat of Rashi, that misnache means a change of heart. Umedrish agodo, kfar ato meis ve'enov, you are already dead in his eyes, vishosa olecha kois shel tanchumen, and he is drinking because of you, because of your death, a kois, a cup of wine, shel tanchumim, for consolation. According to this pshat, misnachem means from the lashon of nechama. Well, if he pshutai lashon tanchumim, and according to the pashat pshat, it's also a lashon of consolation. Misnachem hu al habrochos baharigosecha. He will only be consoled over the brachos that you took through killing you. And therefore you shall run to Lavan and stay there yomim achodim, mu'atim, a few days. Lomo eshkal, why should I become childless from both of you in one day? Zagrashi, eish kula mishnechem, I will be childless from both of you. Limeid ala koiver es bonov kori shochul. We see that one who buries his children is called a shochul. V'chein b'Yaakov, and also we find by Yaakov, when he lost Yosef, and he also lost Shimon and Binyamin, he said, kasher shecholti, shecholti. Just like I am childless from one child, I will be childless from the others. Gam shnechem, I will lose both of you in one day. Im yakum alecho va'ata targenu, if Esav will come against you and you will kill him, yamdu bonav v'yargucho. His children will come up against you and kill you. The ruach hakodesh nizrika ba, and a ruach hakodesh was thrown into her. V'nisnaba, and she said in nevuah, shebiyom echad yomusu, that they will die on the same day. K'moshe meforsh b'perek hamakana le'ishtoi, like it says in perek hamakana le'ishtoi in Masechta Sota. And although Rashi says shebiyom echad yomusu, they will die on the same day, this is not really true, because Yaakov and Esav did not die on the same day, but rather they were buried on the same day. Yaakov died, and for the first 40 days they were embalming him with different types of perfumes to preserve him, and then for another 30 days they cried over him, for a total of 70 days, and then they buried him. When they came to the Maris Machpelah, they met opposition. Esav was trying to stop them, and Hushim ben Don hit him over the head and killed him, and Yaakov and Esav were buried together. So although Rashi says that they died on the same day, it really means that they were buried on the same day. And the Mefarshim explained it is because Yaakov Avinu Lemes, Yaakov did not really die. So what is considered his death? His death is considered his burial. So therefore, if they were buried on the same day, it can't be considered as if they also died on the same day. Zok Rashi Katzti V'chayei, I am disgusted with my life, Mo'asti V'chayei. My life is disgusting to me because of these wives of Esav. Padeno, a hay at the end, kemoy lipadan, besa besuel, libes besuel, kol tevo shesricha lamed bitchilasa, any word that needs a lamed in the beginning, le, too, hitala hay besefa, a hay can be placed at the end of the word and serve the same purpose. Lipadan and padena are the same. And we have seen this yisoid already in Rashi in Parshas Lech Lecha, Perik Yudalit, Pasuk Yud, when the Pasuk over there says Hera Nasu, and it means the same as if it would have written Lehar Nasu. Hera like Lehar. Here also Padena is like Lepadan. Zot Rashi, Vikel Shakai, Mi Shedai Bebrechoisav, the one who is sufficient with his blessing, Lemisparchim Yipiv, to the ones who are blessed from his mouth, Yivarech Oischa, he should give you a blessing. And he should also give you es birchas Avram, sha'omar loy, where Hashem said to Avram, ve'eschel gagadol, I will make you to a great nation. And also by the Akedah he said, v'zbaruchu v'zaracha, they will bless in your children. Yiyu oisam brachos ha'amuris b'shvilcha, these brachos should be said to you and given to you. Mimcha yetze oisei hagoy, from you it should come out this nation that will be a gagadol. Ve'oisei hazera ha'mevurach, and also from you should come out this zera that will be blessed, the zera that they will save is baruch uvizaracha. These brachas should come through you.